Feel incredible!
Kongoku demo! It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode of Animation! Three quarters of the squad back, man. Always somebody missing in this bitch, man.
Always
somebody missing, man. But three quarters of the squad.
We had
back.
A little streak, a little 2 week streak.
Yeah, we were in there for a little bit.
A little bit. 2 week streak. I fucked it up.
Rob, Ice, myself, no ho ass, bitch ass, Brennan.
Ho ass, bitch ass.
every time.
The greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
I'm right here. So
he's a hoe ass.
You said I wasn't here.
He's just like standing off screen.
Hey, everyone,
no,
it's
right
hard to miss it because I'm sitting over there literally processing invoices and I hear, like, it's very loud. So it's very hard to miss that.
Brennan comes in like a Nickelodeon cameo, just like, hey. Yeah.
No, it's funny.
With his back turned, did his back turn come back? Like,
so, hey, you know, I was just like, I don't know if they want me to come say hi or not because I can't be in the episode.
But, you know, oh my God.
When I hear shit being talked, I always just magically appear. Mm-hmm. This is funny. I actually was, if you weren't going to talk no shit, I wasn't even going to pull up. And he's like, nah, Brennan's bitch ass. I'm like, well, here I am.
Ho
ass.
Hi, Keenan.
Hey,
it's like a dog whistle for Brennan.
Bitch ass.
You said what?
It's like a dog whistle for Brennan.
It really is. Because he's a bitch.
That is great.
Wow. He could be.
Oh, that's a great. Yeah.
The thing is, guys, I'll give Keenan all the credit in the world. He knows how petty I am. As I stand here, this very smart individual did a very smart thing just now.
Grabbed his hat?
No, he grabbed his hat
and his phone.
He held on to both things that he knows I will take and disrespectfully put somewhere that's inconvenient. So y'all enjoy the episode, man. It's good to see you guys. I love some of the people in this room.
Okay.
I need you to specify that, Brendan.
Someone said
Brendan acting like the J. Cole of the podcast, gone for years.
You gonna say that too?
Okay.
Somebody else said Kyrie Irving.
Ah, yeah.
Antonio Ward said acting like Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, that's tough, man. Just
Kyrie
like,
Irving?
Man, these other podcasts have been playing together since October. I don't know what happened.
At least you can spell my name right. You're gonna come.
That's funny because you are Kyrie. Kyrie paid for Brooklyn, and then your pick got seventh. Brooklyn.
You said Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Sure.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Played for Brooklyn, and your pick got the seventh pick. When we did the draft, so that's a lot of similarities there.
Who got the 8th pick? We're in the podcast now.
I was saying, who got last?
What was it, for which one? First? For which one?
Was it the Arcs? You were seventh.
I forget.
Seventh seed.
Who got eliminated first?
Seventh seed.
Do you remember who got eliminated first?
I do.
Hey, 4 and 5.
Who got first place?
Not you.
I mean,
yeah, that was.
Why would
me.
We care who got
me,
first place it. If it wasn't in any one of us and we're talking shit? Rob gets credit all
thank
the time.
You. Appreciate it.
Rob gets the most credit on his fucking podcast. You realize that, right?
Hey, let's give guys the guy that already has the credit more credit.
Yeah.
Because you are hoe. Sounds like hoe behavior to me.
Thank you, Brennan. Appreciate
nobody shits on Rob on a podcast like that. The fans don't shit on Rob. The fans love Rob.
I shit on Rob more than anybody.
You do,
yeah,
for sure.
Brennan
but
does.
It's still rare.
So I got to keep balance.
Rob is very good at defending himself, too.
Yeah, well. He's not somebody you just shit on.
Rob gets he can get aggressive fast. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
And then you're like,
you come from me, like, hey, fuck this. Like, you know what's funny about Rob? Rob doesn't get picked on much on the podcast, but he's probably prepared more than anybody to get picked on. He's prepared.
Oh, this is what we're doing?
Yeah.
And it's funny, he kind of like warned you. He'd be like, all right, guys. Yeah. All right.
Especially
all right.
The
and then after they keep
like,
going, he'd be like, hey, guys, right. Man, stop the shit now. Because remember that one time he said something sus and we rode him the whole time? He was just like, all right, guys. All right, guys. And towards the tail end of the show, he's like, fuck, guys. All right. Come on, guys. What the fuck? I get it. Shit.
Rob,
I don't even remember what that was.
I feel like
funny.
They fuck with us, but then they're just like, all right, y'all cool. But Rob.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate the fans.
I've had people DM me and tell me that. Like, bro, tell Rob that. Why are you telling me that? You're my ice. You're my
Rob,
second favorite after Rob.
Rob is great.
Like, that's funny.
Oh, Rob is great. I mean, yeah. He's been studying comebacks. I can say that Rob's just like, I feel like Rob, when he's researching, because I feel like when we research sometimes, it's like, all right, this is our picks. This is what I'm going to say. I might prepare for a rebuttal somewhat here and there. But Rob goes,
Here's my rebuttal reply. Here's this reply.
Here are the 12.
I've been with these guys for almost 5 years. I know what Ice is going to say. I know what Keenan's going to say.
Rob has studied how we all come back, so he's prepared for everybody's comeback.
I have two theories on that.
Okay.
All right. The first theory is Rob is an only child.
Yeah.
And so he's an only child. Uh-huh. But the thing is, you would think the siblings, people with siblings, would be better at this. But people with siblings don't have the time that Rob will put into.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just alone in my head, just going like, "Oh yeah, what do you think about that? Exactly. Huh? Yeah, what do you think about that? Oh, you say this? Well, how about that? Oh, I've analyzed every outcome just in the shower, arguing with myself in my spare time.
Shadow boxing.
Accurate has your rebuttals been to what we said? Like in your head, you like, Ice gonna say this, Keenan's gonna say this. How accurate is it from what we say to what you think it's gonna be?
It depends. Mm. Like not always. It doesn't always come up. But
like Brennan, because you know Brennan better than.
Yeah.
Talking to the mic, we can't hear what you're saying.
I feel like your rebuttals to Brennan are definitely more accurate because you deal with Brennan.
Personal with my shit.
Yeah, they called you to push a T.
That's why you're short. Like, damn.
Did I ever say that?
No, I don't feel like I've ever called you short. I don't think it's been that personal. But
let me get my second theory. And my second theory is that Rob has also had a quantity of drunken arguments that cannot be matched by anybody else in this room.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Why, with Tony?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. I guess.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's practice.
And I'd also like to leave you guys unite. With a little bit of disrespect just for Keenan.
Oh, you're a bitch.
Oh, you got it.
Caught you slipping.
Oh, he did.
Caught you slipping.
See, this is why we call him a hoe-ass bitch.
You hoe-ass bitch.
He did it. He got the phone after all.
My phone face down on the floor where I had to get up and get it. Mm. This is why we don't fuck with Brennan like that.
You got a new phone?
No, same. So, yeah, Brennan's a hoe. So let's... You know what we do on here? One-off debates. We got just sidetracked like a motherfucker. One-off debates. We talk our shit on here. And this week, we are going to be reviewing a show that is on Netflix, that came out on Netflix called...
Is it a show or a movie?
It's a movie that came out years ago.
Yeah, it came out years ago. And I was kind of actually hyped for this movie when it first came out because I heard, you know, I'm a fan of Vince Staples. And I heard he was doing some voice work on it. And... it's called Motherfuckers. No H in there, so it's Motherfuckers.
Family friendly.
Yeah, family friendly. Or they call it MFKZ or something like that.
Yep.
So, yeah, this was released in 2017. It's a French and Japanese kind of adult animated science fiction film based on a comic book series and a short film. It's actually a short film first. A comic book and a short film first.
Is the comic book French or is it American or Japanese?
I'm not sure of.
That's why they're the Wactual Actuals.
Yeah, this is the Wactual Actuals.
I got you, Keenan. I'll take a look.
Yeah, go for it.
Thanks,
Keenan. And this was done by it was a co-production done by Encama Animations and Studio 4. And Kama doesn't really have a whole bunch of work behind them animation-wise. They did another one called Wakfu, the animated series. It's based on a video game. He actually kind of looks very similar to...
Tolino
in his thing, yeah. Another one called Doofus. I think it might be called Doofus. That one is closer to it. It's also from a video game also. They did a lot of stuff for Doofus, and then they did 2018, they did Motherfuckers. Now, the other studio, Studio 4...
They got some hits.
Degrees Celsius. They got some powerhouses behind them. Berserk, Golden Age Arc.
Trash.
The Egg of the King, the Battle of the Doldre or whatever.
And, yeah, we watched the first part of that with Cute.
Right? Mediocre. Justice League Flashpoint Paradox.
Hard.
Okay. That is probably one of the best DC movies
in
the history of DC animation movies. Fucking incredible.
I've seen some stuff. I don't know if you guys, Rob, or maybe even Keenan. That stuff about Reverse Flash making Flash come on itself and stuff like that. Is that real?
I don't think so. Yeah, but I don't know.
I think somebody did a voiceover to it.
The voiceover, but they had like a list that was like, Reverse Flash did this crazy shit in the comic books, and it was just like a laundry list.
In the comic books, I won't be surprised.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe, I know if there's like a deep dive of like him making Barry just come or do certain things and bust quick or some shit.
Dog,
like that.
That is honestly the most. That is like a diabolical power to have.
And fastest hand job in the world.
Yeah, just like
you don't even feel it.
Just imagine man with this imagine your arch nemesis did it
doing
to you.
That all the time.
Oh my God. And he's straight.
Yeah. But not even just that. As soon as you're about to have sex with the girl you're about to love or whatever, you're in love with, like, this is the baddest chick ever. Yeah, yes. He goes, no, you, oh, you motherfucker, Flash.
That's
yeah.
dedication. That's
reverse crazy. Flash, you that's, bastard.
That's the worst. Just kill me, bro. Or just take my uncle, dog. Like, bro.
Every time. Every time, I had to have a talk with you. I'd be like, yo, reverse Flash, bro. Like, why? Man? Just can we come up with something else,
bro? I haven't felt pussy in years.
And you never will. Nah, I went for the road. Nah, you bitch. But Street Fighter, he did a Street Fighter 4 movie, Halo Legends, Green Lantern, music videos, short films. Like, yeah, the list goes on for us. Studio right. 4 Degrees. But let's go into the directors. The directors, two directors of this show.
Of a movie?
I'm saying this completely wrong. His name is Run.
Okay.
They call him Run, nickname. Run Renard. So Run Renard.
That's Guillaume.
Is it Guillaume?
That's Guillaume.
Guillaume?
Guillaume? Is it
Guillaume? Where did you get a Y from?
I mean, Guillaume sounds like a Y in there.
Guillaume Del Toro.
His name is Run on there, so I'm not fucking that up.
All right.
Anyways, he was actually one that created the short film, so he was really behind that. And his resume is pretty short.
Okay.
For him, it's pretty much motherfuckers, pretty much.
So they didn't let him do the long version.
No, they also did the long version of. He was
but they brought another director on too.
Yeah,
they trash.
I mean, for animation, I can see that. This is his first go around. I can see them not giving that to you. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, especially because like, this animation. Is all you've done.
Yeah, animation. Yeah. It would have probably been trash if it was a real movie, though. I feel like they wouldn't do
in
that.
A real movie. I guess I can see people giving a first time director that probably, but it depends on the budget too. They might be like, yo, I'm not gonna give you $80 million budget to direct this shit for first time.
I feel like it, especially if a live action movie. Like, if you don't trust your director to do that, then like,
yeah, you wouldn't do
pick
it.
Somebody else in the first place.
That too. So his resume is pretty short in that sense. But the other guy, Shoujiro Nishihime, has a pretty good resume. Animation department for Akira, legendary.
The only good thing about Akira,
the animation on Akira was top notch.
Yeah,
so it still stands. Alone now. I mean,
for sure.
Animation director of Batman Gotham Knight did a certain segment on there to have I Got a Storyline for You. Another Batman Beyond Return of the Joker.
Oh, okay.
Inuyasha.
No. Okay.
Wow. All right.
Movie 2, Inuyasha.
I feel like Batman Beyond is one of the greatest superhero cartoons.
It's up there.
Ever. Yeah. How it's written. Man,
he did some work for the Superman, the animated series. Did some work for the new Batman Adventures animated series, Animaniacs. This dude has a pretty damn Lupin the Third that we're
Lupin
gonna,
the
a
Third
classics. Right.
Tiny Toon Adventures. So he's all over the place.
Yeah.
So I love that.
He said
like,
how you want it.
Tiny Toon Adventures, our stuff over here.
Wow.
You know
how you want it.
Yeah. So I respect the hell out of that. So yeah, that's pretty much. Oh, I want to get into the voice acting of the show though. The voice acting on the English side, man, pretty deep. Fucking resume over here with the voice acting. They picked some superstars in my personal opinion.
Oh, this is, they had a sub?
Huh?
They had a sub.
I went to see if they had like a Japanese version. I only saw English language as an
option.
They
had a French one.
Okay. I didn't watch that.
So then this is not an anime then.
So on the English side, I didn't look on the French side, but on the English side,
they had some people.
Vince Staples, you know, is a rapper, super dope rapper, LA from Long Beach actually. But
Ramona Park.
Danny Trejo in there.
Who's he playing?
He played Bruce. The little eyes.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I can hear it now.
If you listen to Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah, Giancarlo Esposito?
Yeah, I'm saying that wrong, but yes.
I got you.
Fucking incredible actor. Everything he's in, he's from Breaking the Bad to...
He's incredible. He always plays like the big bad guy every time.
Yes.
If you need a menacing bad guy...
What show is he on?
He's also in The Boys.
He's on everything. He's in
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
The Mandalorian.
I want him to say Breaking the Bad again.
Breaking the Bad.
Oh, yeah, Breaking Bad. What else? You said...
He was just in Far Cry.
He was in The Boys.
Oh, yeah. He was the main antagonist in Far Cry.
Yeah.
They got in trouble for that, though, because he had his hand on a little... Asian boy's head, and people was didn't get in trouble specifically, but Far Cry did.
Yeah. Also, RZA's on there too. Ken Michael. I don't know if you know who Ken Michael is. Kenny Michael. I mean, you might know who he is, but I don't know if you guys remember a show called Parenthood from back in the day.
Yep.
Robert Townsend.
Yeah.
He played the son on Parenthood, not the older son with the braids. And so he plays Angelino in the cast. I was like, I haven't heard from this guy
in a long time. That's the same thing
time.
I thought.
And he's a voice actor for the main character.
And like that's his life now, though.
Voice acting?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's good, man. I'm glad. That's a great transition, to be honest. I would love to get into voice acting and just make hella bread.
That's the gig.
Yeah.
Voice acting is the
especially
gig.
If you like one of those, I was looking at a long time ago, it was like 20 kid actors that didn't age well. I didn't. Don't, like, basically, they were cute, and then they grew up and was ugly. Like,
right.
That's the transition. Not saying that's him, but I'm just saying, like, if you see that, like, oh, damn, I ain't getting the roles I used to get. Let me go ahead and transition into, you know, something, some voice acting so I can still get my money.
Just right. Don't get a role like Optimus Prime where the actor is, like, spitting blood because he's been doing it for hours and you just got to make your voice
shit.
So gravelly.
Oh,
they
yeah,
were doing that
yeah.
on Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, too. Like, all those power-ups, they were saying those actors were coughing up blood and all that.
When you got to make your voice get, like, gritty like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because you... Because, I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. Us doing the power-up, I'd be fucking...
I had to go for the bottle immediately today. I was like, oof.
Oh, there's no way. I'm surprised you don't lose your voice. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then you do all of that to go to fucking Comic-Con or Anime Expo and motherfuckers be like, do the voice, do the voice. And it's like, bro.
I'm not, if I'm like, I forgot the name, guy that plays Goku. I think his name is it Sean? I forgot his name. But, and then Sabat. I forgot the other dude's name is Sabat. He does Vegeta, I think. He does like a lot of voices, actually. I think Vegeta, Piccolo, and all of them. But like, it's like, I'm not powering up, dog.
Yeah, imagine if you play five characters on
the show. Do the voice. Okay, now do Piccolo. Okay, now do, like, bro, you gotta see, like, where the money at, bro?
I'm giving you Kakarot, and that's it. But that's why I understand why so many people at Comic-Con be like, yo, I need $20, $50 for a picture.
If you want me to do your voicemail, I need 100.
I need this, yep.
Oh, 100%.
So, yeah.
Make it worth my time.
Yeah, exactly. So that is my actuals for this show. Yeah, man. Rob, you have a recap for us?
I got a recap. Let's try to get through this. It's a little all over the place in this movie, so we'll see if I track it all. We open up on a mother running with her child in her arms as she's chased down by the men in black, essentially. They have her cornered at gunpoint until a vicious dog with a killer tongue rips out their throats, allowing her to leave. Shortly after, though, Agent Bruce arrives with more guns, and they shoot the dog down, calling it a traitor. The mother is able to run away, though, and we see a glimpse of the baby. And though it looks human, it has inky skin and large eyes. We flash forward to the baby grown up named Angelino, now a pizza delivery man in Dark Meat City. He talks about what a rough neighborhood it is and how he and everybody else. Yep. Yeah, I was talking to Brennan about this. He was just like, yo, why'd they name this city after me? I'm like, all right, dude, whatever.
Oh, no,
oh my God.
What a loser.
Talking about, bro.
But that has no relevance to size.
Anyway, he talks about what a rough neighborhood it is. Like, I just wanted to throw that in there. He talks about what a rough neighborhood it is and how he and everybody else in their dreams are getting out. That is until he catches the eye of a very pretty girl who winks at him, causing him to get distracted and drive into the path of an oncoming bus. That night, he returns home to his roach-infested apartment in a gang-run neighborhood. His perpetually unemployed roommate, a skeleton with a flaming skull named Vince, watches luchador matches on TV. As Lino feeds his horde of roaches, he tells Vince he lost his job, and they wonder about what they'll do to keep surviving. Lino has trouble sleeping that night, plagued with dreams about the girl he saw and other strange shapes and objects he can't really make any sense of. The next morning, Lino nurses a massive headache, but his obnoxious friend Willie, a sort of like cat person with braces, comes over.
It's like Zenitsu on crack.
Dude, yeah, it was a lot. But he comes over and the three of them head out to get some food out in the DMC. Lino starts to notice people with odd shadows that writhe and wriggle with tentacles coming out of them. But Willie and Vince don't see him. They head to their usual eatery, Peepo's, and before long, the girl from the street walks in. She stares at Lino, and while his friends are, hey, like, go over there, talk to her, he's still freaked out about everything that's been going on, and it's just like, hey, let's just get out of here. On the street, Lino notices they are being followed by the MIB. They try to lose their tail, but Willie can't keep his cool and tips their hand. They run down an alley and lose two of the agents, but a third named Agent Crocodile stays on, draws a gun. While Willie and Vince hide from the gunfire, something in Lino activates, setting his heart on fire and changing his eyes into star shapes. He beats up on Crocodile, but Vince knocks him out by hitting him with a dumpster and knocking a bunch of trash on his face. Later, they sit on a hill overlooking the city, wondering what the MIB wanted with them. As they look, they see shooting stars and make wishes, and Lino wishes that he can just be somebody and leave DMC. That night, Lino and Vince watch more wrestling, but they catch police chatter on their TV antenna. A group of souped-up SWAT police with strange masks on are preparing to raid their building, shooting gangsters in the street and other tenants in the building. Thanks to picking up the signal, the boys are able to get some cover when the police drop in, guns blazing. Lino Six's pet roaches on the cops manages to get one of their guns and takes a few out. He then uses hairspray and Vince's flaming head to light a few on fire, which triggers an explosion. As Vin slips out the window to escape, Lino's heart once again catches fire, and he beats up on a SWAT officer, shooting him in the face and breaking his mask, revealing that under the mask is a face that looks just like his. He jumps off and out the window to follow Vince, and they escape into the sewers. Later, Agent Bruce arrives and tells his men that they have to track down Lino, take him out as soon as possible, since he is a ticking time bomb of some kind. Elsewhere, we see the luchadors that Lino and Vince like to watch. We find out that they are actually a long line of ancient guardians that protect the Earth during disasters. And in between, they just make money by putting on wrestling shows. They've been having visions about roaches and other things pertaining to Lino, but they don't really know what it all means at this point. There's a quick flashback to the night of Lino's mom running away. Agent Bruce is caught up with her, asks her where Lino is. She won't tell him, though, and he shoots her in the head. After she's just like, please don't do that. Please don't shoot me in the head. We see that she hit him in a dumpster, and before long, the alien-like dog shows back up with an eye hanging out of its head. He shows up, and he retrieves Lino from the dumpster. Back in present times, though, Willie has set up Lino and Vince in Palm Hills to hide out. Though the area is rough and the epicenter of a turf war between two gangs known as the Limes and the Grapes, wearing green and purple, respectively. They try to keep a low profile, but are hopeful that, you know, hey, it's such a bad neighborhood, the cops will never look for us here. Vince suggests maybe we should turn ourselves in. They turn on the TV, though, and see that, hey, their faces are right there on wanted posters in the news. Lino mentions missing his roaches, and it seems like they miss him, too, because back at their old place, they swarm out into the sewer looking for him. Unfortunately, they don't stay hidden for long as agents Bruce and Crocodile show up outside their door, but they run into trouble, and a shootout starts between the MIB and the Grapes, with lots of people getting gunned down on both sides. Agent Bruce, for his part, starts executing Grapes members, including their Shakespeare-quoting leader. As Lito and Vince run, some of the Grapes corner shot agent in his car. He turns into something, a squiggly and alien. Lino recognizes this as what he saw in the shadows of the people back in DMC, and it just starts murdering Grapes members, gang members, violently, cutting off their heads, like throwing them all over the place. It's nuts. Lino and Vince manage to steal an ice cream truck, but pick up a couple MIB cars tailing them. A chase starts, and Vince exchanges fire with the aliens as Lino drives. Crocodile is in one of the cars chasing them, and after he is nearly killed several times, he promises, I'm going to kill those kids. They do manage to lose their tails, though, driving the truck into like an LA River-like dugout. Their car manages to land safely, but the agents wreck their cars and are killed. Agent Bruce and the police surround the scene. Eventually, they start to worry, hey, maybe Lino can tell the difference between humans and aliens, and he refers to them as machos, but he promises that they will track him down. Crocodile, meanwhile, prepares an assault while the TV in the hotel room covers riots in the streets and swarms of roaches surging north. Elsewhere, the luchadors see this news of the roaches and know, hey, we got to follow them to get to our next mission. Hungry and with nowhere to go, Lino and Vince head to Peepo's for food and safe haven, but they only find the mysterious girl there. Lino thinks they can trust her, and they tell her their story. We find out her name is Luna, and though she wants to help Lino, it turns out she's actually working for Agent Bruce in the MIB. As Bruce taunts Lino and Vince, Lino activates his powers again, taking out the macho agents until he is overwhelmed and captured, and we flash to a remote holding facility where Bruce monitors the live Lino with his head macho named Mr. K. Mr. K, played by Giancarlo Esposito, explains that, you know, the machos are aliens made up of dark matter, and they feed on negative energy. They came to this Earth to feed off humans and have embedded themselves in the U.S. all over the world. And that was until Lino's dad fell in love with a human woman, mated with her, and produced Lino, a hybrid, breaking their most fundamental law that they don't breed with humans. Lino's parents tried to save him. His dad was the alien dog, it turns out, but they were both killed that night. They explained that, you know, hey, they have other hybrids, but they've all been produced scientifically in the lab. Lino is the only one created through natural birth. They try brainwashing him, telling him, hey, if you embrace your macho side, kill your friend Vince, you can become your true self. They send Luna in to try to win him over, but when the two touch, they both experience a strange reaction. Luna asks her father, Mr. K, later why he lied to her, saying, hey, he had been telling her the only safe life you can live is inside the confines of the lab, but she saw through Lino that he was able clearly to make a life for himself outside. And Mr. K is just like, yeah, what kind of life was that? You know, he didn't really have much of anything to begin with, but, you know, Luna can't stop thinking about it. The brainwashed Lino is sent back to his cell with Vince. He uses his macho tentacle to choke out Vince, but snaps back to reality when Vince calls him his friend. They decide to use Lino's new powers to help them escape. And they get some help from the roaches and luchadors as they finally arrive and start kicking ass and taking names. Lino is having trouble controlling his powers, though, and passes out, but the luchadors find the boys along with some scientists that created the hybrids who are actually desperately trying to escape and get out of danger. While he's under, Lino has a vision of his father who explains he never meant to abandon him. Lino still has the ability to reach his true potential and stop the evil machos who have been raising the Earth's temperature through global warming since they hate the cold. Lino wakes up in the new place. Vince explains that, you know, hey, I'm here with the scientists and the luchadors helping them build some kind of rocket. But Lino's like, hey, it's not our job to save the world. We should go on the run again. They're about to head to Mexico, but decide to call Willie, I guess, just to let him know what they've been up to and let him know that they're leaving. But when they call, they get a very anxious Willie on the phone who's being held at gunpoint by Agent Crocodile and tries to get them to lure Lino and Vince back to DMC. Willie panics, botches the call, but it's enough for them to go, hey, we should go check on our friend. It's not long before they get there, and Crocodile spots them with his sniper rifle as they get held up by some gangsters. He tries to snipe Lino, but hits one of the gangsters, starting another huge shootout. The sniper rifle takes out cars and leaves craters in the streets, just like crazy powerful. But the sheer number of gangsters just like light up the trailer. Lino resolves to go save his friend Willie as he's stuck inside. Crocodile, though, gets out from behind cover for some reason, going to the roof of the trailer where he's eventually shot in the stomach and just lays on his back. As he looks up, the Lucha Rocket launches and causes a weather event. Clouds cover the sky and the temperature drops rapidly, causing the rain to turn to snow. The pressure drop also makes the news helicopter covering the shootout fall out of the sky onto Willie's trailer. Willie and Lino manage to escape with their lives, but Crocodile is crushed. As the snow falls countrywide, all the machos freeze in place, including the riot police and DMC, and even the president as he's getting off of Air Force One. Even Lino starts to freeze up, though, and Luna shows up and gives him a kiss, warming his heart and causing him to unfreeze. However, Bru shows up, taking out the gangsters and threatening to shoot Luna in the head just like he did Lino's mom. Luckily, he's out of bullets, and it gives Lino enough time to launch into a counterattack. Bruce goes on to beat the brakes off of Lino. Vince keeps shouting for him to use his macho powers, but Lino refuses, saying he doesn't want to be a monster. Vince tries to shoot Bruce with his own gun, but he's so weak, he misses, and the recoil of the gun hits him in the face and makes him drop it. Willie, afraid for his life, runs off. Bruce is about to execute Lino when the United Limes and Grapes arrive using their Shakespeare-quoting leader, now wearing green. He's missing his eye, so he survived the shot from Ancient Bruce, and he retaliates, shooting out Bruce's eye, and then he and the rest of the Grapes absolutely shred him with gunfire. As Lino and Vince look around as the smoke settles, they realize Luna has also left. From there, we flash forward sometime later. Lino is writing a letter to Luna, updating her about his life. He tells her that things have returned to normal. He's back in a shitty apartment with his roaches, and nobody really mentions the Big Freeze or the aliens. Vince was able to get a job, and Willie has become a famous musical artist. He thanks her for everything she did for him, which honestly doesn't seem like that much, to be honest. But he then takes his letter, folding it into a paper airplane, throws it out the window, hoping it'll find her. However, the airplane rises towards the moon, and we see Mr. K and the Machos are very much alive as he sends in an army of UFOs down to the Earth as we cut to credits. And that is Motherfuckers, the movie.
As always, Rob, I want to thank you for taking your time.
Yeah.
To break down this.
That mean you had to pause it at some points.
I did.
And maybe have to go back.
I did.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That rewind was not enjoyable.
If you wanted to do Ranking of the Kings back to back, it's not a problem, man.
I might take you up on that.
There's never any pressure to back to back on the show if we're watching a show. There's never any pressure. Yeah,
Because
you do the heavy lifting on that end. So if you're like, yo, that's going to be a lot for me to do for another movie, I already kind of.
Especially if it's something like this.
It is what it is.
Whether it's a TV show or is a movie, you know, it's about the same.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rob.
You got
this. This is why we're next to Rob, guys, because I think he's at a breaking point. He's like, he's doing these recaps, and he's like on the fucking edge. I'm fucking out of here. Man.
I feel appreciated. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
So let's get into the question portion of the show. It's funny. Ice and I had this a very similar question. Yep. We just put it.
I'm glad you guys have. That means you must have stories for this, because I'm glad, because I don't.
You don't have any stories for this. No. So first question is: has a woman ever distracted you so bad something crazy happened? For me, yes. I remember we got into a fender bender car accident, whatever you want to call it, and it was my fault. It was my fault. Well, it was kind of my fault. It was my brother's fault for being, you know. So he drove an old school bug, like a 1964 bug. So, you know, those are stick shifts. And we're sitting, and I remember I saw this girl on the bus one time, and I was like, man, this is fucked up. But I was like, she's just not attractive, man.
So it was the inverse.
Yeah, it was just like,
okay.
You're looking at someone who's terrible, and they just
blocked you. Yeah. I can't not look. And I was just like, yeah, she's just not. So, like, one day we're in a car, we're about to go play basketball, and we're, like, in the car behind a bunch of cars at a light. and I see her sitting at a bus stop, and I'm like, yo, that's the girl that's like not attractive.
That's the ugly one.
When I was younger, I used worse words for sure.
You said, that's the ugly bitch. That's what he said. That's his,
I'm not commenting on if I said
that's
that.
What he said.
Anyways, so I say that.
The ugly
and
bitch.
My brother goes, where? And I don't know why he was so excited to see it, an ugly motherfucker, but he lets off the clutch on his car, and our car shoots forward, and it gets smashed. It hits this old lady in the front. Like, not her personally.
Her car.
I was about to say, holy shit.
Yeah, luckily, it hits her car, and she gets out the car. She's like, what in the fuck is your problem? And we're just like, we had nothing. We were just like,
we saw that ugly girl at the bus stop.
And all I remember is my brother being like, I said, fuck you up, Ken. This is your fault. I'm like, I didn't tell you to look at this bitch. I just said, hey, man, she ain't attractive. You could have went bam, bam in the back. I see let off the clutch.
Oh, my God.
Damn. So I remember he had to get a new car after that, and he was fucking pissed. Luckily, buggies were like.
He wasn't even cute.
But luckily, buggies were cheap. Like, we might have bought it for like, we used to buy bugs for like $400. We'll fix them up ourselves, okay. And then,
they discontinued that now.
Really?
Yeah, you can't get a VW bug anymore. That line's gone.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Even the new ones?
Yeah, there's no, I think 2021 was the last year.
Wow.
No, we're talking about the old school ones.
Oh, you can probably find those, but I mean, Volkswagen's not making them.
Okay, anymore. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It was old, because I've always felt like the Volkswagen and the new ones were like the women cars. They were for women. The old school buggies were like, engine in the back, easy to kind of fix up a little bit, and that's what my dad would buy them for us to fix, and then we'll fix, and that's how we made money at first.
Oh, so you like flip them? Okay.
Yeah, we'll flip them. Cool. I was terrible at it. Corey was great at it. That's why he was so pissed off. Ice. Well, let's go Rob then Ice, because I feel like Rob would be hard to close out.
I mean, yeah, I don't really have anything that's crazy. I'm always worried about something like that happening, to be honest with you, where I'm just like, ooh, okay, good, had some stopping distance there. But like, no, I don't really have anything where I'm just like.
So you never saw like somebody or a woman and be like, God damn, oh, woo, like.
Well, I've always been able to hit the brakes in
time. But so it has happened, except when you did get distracted, like, ooh, thank God I did, like you said.
Nope. Like I said, I don't have anything.
What was it, Rob? Was it? Did you see a nice voluptuous woman? What was it? Or was she just very attractive? What was it?
Yeah, you see some people on the street. You just like get a little distracted. That's all it is. I don't have anything like crazy repercussions, but I have certainly been distracted from time to time.
Okay. Ice.
Yeah, one time I was at Santa Monica, like in the promenade, and it was so funny because Tyler the Creator was there, and I was trying to talk to Tyler the Creator because he was all at a stoplight. And then actually, he said something before I did, and then he kind of was like, damn. And then like his whole crew was like, damn. And then I kind of looked, and I was looking, I was like, damn, she is bad as fuck. Because I had a different story, but you said something bad happened. So my original story, I had nothing bad happen. But this one, all of us were staring, but I stared a little bit longer because the light turned green, and they just started walking. But I was still like, damn, because I was like, she was walking towards me. So I'm like, all right, I'm about to, maybe say something. Fucking this dude on a fucking bike was, I don't know if he just was going full speed and fucking smokes me out, like hits me in like
woof.
He goes through a crowd of people, and then he's still going, and I'm like, I'm not noticing
because he hits a crowd of people too.
He hits a crowd of people, and then like I'm like his last person that he hits.
God.
It's not even full momentum, but he still got some steam. He all he was whoa 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 whoa, and I turn, and by the time I turn, it's like. Boom! Like he, like
oof!
But he smoked everybody out. That's why it was bad for me.
You were the soft.
I got the last hit of it, and then he knocked me like back a lot. But yeah, that's the only like bad thing that happened to me. And then it was so funny because like Tyler the Creator was just like making such a big deal. Like he was just like, what the fuck? Like you all did the fuck? Like he was just like laughing and just like everybody was like laughing. So I was more embarrassed than anything. Just like, damn, I'm just out here getting smoked out by dudes on bikes, huh? That's what it is. And then the girl, I try to get myself together to try to talk to her, and she was like, bro.
Why?
Yeah,
at this point,
why? It's over.
She was I tried, bro. It didn't. She was just like, come on. She can, like, we kind of made that eye contact, and she kind of looked at me like, come on, bro.
She's like, nigga, you got hit by a bike. I can't. Like, I just can't at this point.
Yeah. See, I'm already putting my life on the line for you.
All right.
That's too funny.
Next question. Do you think aliens are real? And if you do, Do you think they're among us, Rob?
Man. I used to be somebody that was just like, here's the thing. I used to be like, I don't really know. It feels like, because for me, the question was always just like, well, if they are, where are they? You know what I mean? And that's always been the paradox for me of just like, sure, there's like all these planets, all these galaxies. But it's also like the situation, like maybe they're already gone or maybe they're going to come after us. The universe is a big place. But then also recently, you see all this stuff coming out in the news, all the stuff that the government's now being like, no, this has happened. This is going on. They're having it, like these sort of like conventions on UFOs at this point where I'm just like, you know what? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know if I necessarily buy into the fact of just like, okay, they're already down here. They're already like, they're working their way into our system, or like there's the lizard people living underground or any of that stuff convening with the Illuminati.
I've seen the news when they were hissing at
this. This is Mr. Conspiracy Theories.
I figured we might get
a
good one on
this. Disclaimer with Keenan. He had a whole podcast channel about conspiracy.
Oh yeah. No, I figured that would come up with this. But no, I mean, I think at this point, like there's something out there. I think they're at this point, maybe more like interdimensional tourists or something like that. Maybe they even exist on a different plane of like a dimensional plane of like they're 4D creatures that can, you know, move through time in ways that we don't understand or can't even really see. But I don't know if that I necessarily agree that they've like infiltrated the government and are like trying to like farm us for our brains or whatever.
Yeah,
like in this movie,
that'd be a real slow go because I don't think it's happening. Yeah, I don't think that's that seems a little far-fetched.
Yeah,
it has to be, man. All this galaxy, all these just universes and different fears.
Well, the fact that we exist, I think, what do you call it?
It has to be. We have to be. Because
if
it's
we
like
exist, there has
all
to be
of the,
else.
There's so right, many exactly. different yeah. places that are similar to Earth and like what they have on it and water and the air and stuff like that. Yeah. It's like, it's just, we can't be. It's just from a numbers perspective.
Right.
We can't be. Are they here and do they care about us? I don't think so. I think there is two sides of it. I think they're either so dumb or so far back. They're like in the Stone Ages. So they can't even fathom other people being here. Or they're so fucking smart that we're like ants to them. And they're like,
they're
we're not even going
to
bother
us. And they don't have advanced space travel to go.
I think, I don't think it's a middle ground. I think it's. I think they're either super intelligent and they're like, yeah, we could go over there to take us about a billion years, but fuck it. We're going to go over there to get some shit that we had thousands of years ago. Why would we waste our time?
You also have to look at it like that, too, because, I mean, if you're you can't travel to, like, different planets unless you're traveling at light speed to get there at any time at all.
Yeah.
Like, if, say, they left today, they wouldn't reach us, depending on where they are, for thousands of years.
Yeah, it's like, and then they're going to get there to get some shit. Like, that's like us walking 20 miles to do this podcast. Like, why would I walk 20 miles to do some shit? We already have all this shit here. Why would I walk 20 miles?
We got an Uber, we got a car, we got
yeah. Yeah, like,
I mean, if they want to come get some Chick-fil-A, you know? I don't think they got Chick-fil-A on their planet.
But see, if you think about it, with time, they wouldn't know what it is yet. Because any messages we've ever sent broadcast into space have not reached them at this point, probably.
Yeah.
You know, you just send them your Chick-fil-A order.
I have like a million and one theories, right? I thought about Rob's theory. I thought about like somebody was saying like, yo, what if aliens already exist here? What if like some of these sea creatures are like former aliens that are just like, yo, we live in the water, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they're just like, yo, there's no reason to attack y'all. This is where we want to live at. It's cool. It's peaceful and shit. I thought about that. I actually had a discussion with Janelle yesterday about what you just said about the kind of like living in
like they may be things that we just can't comprehend, and that's
right,
why
yeah.
we haven't seen
their life might not look like our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. But then I also thought about it too. It's like, yo, they might be highly intelligent and just look exactly like us.
That too.
It's just like they literally is one of us in here. I mean, Rob's brain is just he comprehends, he logs in too much shit. Bro.
I mean, we already know he's a ghoul.
We already figured he's a ghoul. I could see Rob being like, these motherfuckers would never. He just go home and unzips himself. These motherfuckers would never know.
I did just finish my coffee. I'm just saying.
Yeah, see, like
but
a ghoul.
I can also see it being kind of even that deep in a sense where it's like we either can't comprehend them because we're just not there. Or
so, Rob. What's your plan, bro? Like you're just kicking it amongst
us.
Out, like
man.
You got married to an Earthling. Like
yeah,
you fell in love.
Yeah, bro.
Just keep me entertained.
Is this a motherfuckers right now? That's basically what it is. Yeah, you just plot a motherfucker.
I'm here to watch TV. Yeah. TV yeah. on my
you just
home
did
planet.
Something. You're not even accepted back at your home planet because you married a.
But that'd be crazy though. Earthling. Like what if like they're so far that TV is not a thing to them. They don't have entertainment. It's like literally just doing other shit. And they somebody comes here and he's like, yo. Fucking The Wire?
Yeah.
What the? oh, I gotta stay here. Yeah. Or like somebody like Beerus. Like,
that's
yeah.
hilarious.
Dragon Ball Super. It's like Beerus is like, yo, the food here is fire. I'm not. The only reason why y'all planet's even still here is because y'all food.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah I think.
Because I mean, we act that way with just traveling.
Yeah.
When we go to other countries, when other
yeah.
states,
yeah.
other
yeah.
states. When people go to the South and eat Southern food, they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Real. Yeah.
It's a big change.
Mm.
All right. So next question. Who's on your Mount Rushmore of trash character designs, and is Angelino on it?
Angelino's definitely on it. This is my question. Angelino's definitely on it. Another person that's on it is Minoru, the dude from fucking My Hero with the balls on his fucking head. I think his
Mineta?
Mineta, is that his name? Mineta, his name is. Like, I knew it was in something. It's like, his shit is garbage. That's like probably the worst character designs. I don't even think I still be trying to figure out how he is in that class. Like, what, like, and he, even his profound moments aren't profound. It's just him being a fucking pervert and him just having, like, slowing people. At best, he can slow people down. He's not killing anybody. He's not beating, at least from what I remember and what I've seen. He hasn't done nothing where it's like, y'all seen when Mineta did that shit? Like, and he just looks trash. He just looks like, he got he's just all purple. He got the ball. He got, you have balls on your head. You have a tea bag for a hairstyle.
Yeah,
and all you got
look.
Is a yellow scarf, bro. Get that shit out of here.
He looks like Boba to me. Like Boba, just to like the little ball Bobas.
Oh, yeah. Like you got Boba on your head, bro. Yeah. Another person that has trash character design is Jin Mori from God of High
Damn.
School.
Yeah, you took my
I feel like his character design is garbage. Straight garbage. It's just like, a t-shirt? And it, for a main character at that, and I feel like that's why it's levels to a main character, you got to have some type of swag that differentiates you. You ain't even got to be the most swagged out person, because I feel like Yusuke is not the most swagged out person in Yu Yu Hakusho, but you can tell, like, that's the guy. Like, you can tell, like, he's the guy. Jin Mori looks like everybody else. There's people, freaking Park Mujin looks better than him. You got a t-shirt with your sweatpants and your sweater wrapped around your waist. Like, come on, bro. It's garbage. And he got the little red. Well, I think that's everybody in there got the little red nose, and he got the star. They try to make him different by giving him the star eyes. Garbage. Lino, definitely on there, bro. You're just, like, I get it, you're an alien, but, like, there's other aliens that come from where you come from that are hybrids that don't look like you. So,
yeah,
there's no excuse for you to look like that. Like, that's especially main character, trash character design. And I think just...
You gonna name, like, nine characters? Come on, man.
I said
four people on Mount Rushmore.
It's Mount Rushmore.
You gotta start adding faces.
Oh, we gotta do a whole Robert Rushmore?
I have four in a clip just ready to go, because I put Mount Rushmore. But you don't have to do four people. Yeah. And I just want to say, I always say this, fuck One Piece, but I feel like all of One Piece character design is garbage. Just One Piece as a whole. Everybody all lanky and stupid looking. Like, that's one of my biggest detractors. It's like, you want me to watch 1,000 episodes of this fucking trash ass character design? No. No. Fuck One Piece.
So as a whole, they're on
this One Piece as a whole.
just the One Piece.
ISIS opinions don't reflect the entire group.
No.
Yeah.
Specific
people.
That we are solo people on this podcast.
100%.
Don't not watch us because ISIS hates One Piece.
Yeah.
Maybe if that was the case, they would have stopped a long time ago.
So I only really had like. A few, like, not really four, but
it don't have to be four.
You know what? When we first started watching this anime, I did not like this character at all, and I still really don't. Not this character, but this character design. That's Ranking of Kings Kage, like the little. Like, the little whatever the shadow. It's just like, dog. It's like that shit is a trash design to me.
So you must hate motherfuckers then, because that's basically Lino.
But at least he has some features in a sense. Like, he's like a head, arms, and stuff like that. You know, I guess essentially he's a stick figure, essentially. So
that's
hilarious. But you give him clothes too. It's like he got clothes on top of that. So I didn't hate Lino as much as you did, in the sense of like his character design. But yeah, I guess the character design isn't that great. Another character design. I mean, I don't really hate a whole bunch of characters like that. Like, hate their design that much. Like, even Jim Mori. Like, it's basic, but I don't hate it. It's like he looks like the Digimon character grown up. you know, the main character, Digimon.
He does look like that character.
Like him growing up. It's like, I don't really bother me. I wasn't a fan of, if you want to go that route, I'm not a fan of Team Rocket. Team Rocket was basic as fuck. I hated how they looked.
Interesting. Okay.
They were cornballs.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Team Rocket. I'm not a fan of, I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't fuck with Krillin's design.
Okay.
Not repping the ball guy as well.
No, it's just like he's hella basic too. He's like a basic looking character to me. He's like
he doesn't have a whole lot of features. He literally doesn't have a nose.
Yeah, he's a default player to me.
Yeah.
He's a default design, and they just threw Goku's same outfit on him. It's all right, cool. That's who he is. And then I feel like if you just pop wigs on him, he's a Super Saiyan too.
Yeah.
At any point was Krillin stronger than Gohan?
Than Gohan? Yeah, I think briefly, like at the beginning of the Namek saga, they measure their power levels, and he's like just a teens more powerful, but that's the last time that ever happened.
And I feel like that might have been on a scale of like Gohan not snapping and losing his power, going just ham.
Yeah, just like normal Gohan. Yeah, before he goes ape shit.
Yeah, Rob.
I mean, I'm with you, Keenan. Where like I don't really, there's definitely characters that I don't, and in fact, Ice, like you guys, a lot of your characters reminded me. You pulled some characters that I'm like, I wasn't really crazy about those, but in general, like those shows,
it
didn't really have like strong character design to me.
Yeah,
so like I'd say Han, even from God of High School, like he's just a dude in a button up.
Yeah,
like I know he's supposed to be a waiter, but he's just a dude in a white button up.
Yep,
that's all.
He's
really
close,
is.
Right behind him.
I also pick Pike from Hunter Hunter. He was one of the ants. He's like a spider with like an old dude's face.
Yeah,
just unpleasant to look at.
All of those ants look like trash. Honestly.
A lot of them. I agree. Yeah. I know a lot of people are pretty high on the Hunter Hunter character design. And I think it's pretty hit and miss for me, mostly because kind of like a My Hero, there's so many characters that you're going to have hits and you're going to have misses.
Yeah.
And some of those hits are big hits. Some of those misses are big misses for me. Pike and a lot of the ants, especially because there's so many of them, are kind of just misses.
So what do you think about Jujutsu Kaisen then for some of the characters? You don't think they're basic also in that sense?
I like characters in Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah.
They're not like, I don't know. I feel like they all right. I feel like
nobody in Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah. Very similar outfits, like just basic.
I feel like they changed the faces.
Are so distinct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real quick, actually, I've been wanting to ask y'all this: who the fuck are these people down here? Because I bought Icy this Hunter Hunter poster, and I'm like, who are these people? And you've seen the more recent than both of us. Who
I,
the fuck?
I recognize that guy. He shows up in the video game, the Greed Island arc. I think he's one of the other hunters that they hang with. But he's just sort of like part of their crew for that whole arc.
Who are these? Who is who?
You know, him too. I think these are all the dudes. A lot of the dudes that show up on Greed Island.
Oh.
Like, they're all hunters. Like I know that dude. He was leading one of the brigades of hunters on Greed Island.
But they didn't have a big impact
to be on a poster.
Yeah,
that's why. Like I bought Icy this poster, and I was like, and both of us were struggling, and we were just like, I have no idea.
I think this whole poster, a lot of these characters show up on Greed Island.
I think it's like a Greed Island
What's
poster.
Your face?
Okay.
But also, like, just to wrap it up, like I even mentioned My Hero. Mineta's a great pick. I would also say Sero, the tape boy, is not a good character.
Ghetto
design.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I don't really care for his design.
Great value
or his
Spider-Man.
Power. Like he could go away. I would not.
Yeah, he's
care.
Trash.
And then also to go to Pokemon, like I'm just gonna go out and throw my least favorite Pokemon out there. Garbodor. It's just a burst bag of trash. I swear to God. A burst bag of trash.
That looked like it looked like something in somebody's stomach.
That must have been them being like, they're reaching deep in their bag, no pun intended, and being like, we ain't got nothing left.
We got nothing left.
I think Jinx is trash character design too.
Jinx is problematic. Mm-hmm. Jinx is that, like, ooh, I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking with that. But yeah, that'd be my four to pick. Though, I might be able to pick some others. Pokemon has got some bad ones.
Yeah. I thought they got lazy at a certain point. When you got that many characters,
there's
you coming out the gate with 150. Pokemon, then you got characters on top of that. Yeah, you digging yourself a hole early.
Oh yeah,
I feel like somebody was like, "Let's do 150." They were just like, "Oh,
but
shit, come on, man!"
And that's like the staple of your show, so you can't like get away from it.
No,
right? You should have did 50 of them. Strong 50, made them very, very hard to get.
Yes.
Next question. So there's a rapper in here, and there's actually a few rappers in this particular movie. What rapper would you want to see do anime voiceover work? I've always felt like this person had a great voice, and I saw him on a TV show before, listening to their music. It'll be Kendrick. We talked about Kendrick earlier.
Yeah.
I think Kendrick, he uses his voice as an instrument already in his music.
He changes it up.
A lot. Yeah. And I think he can do different characters on different shows. Like, I watched when he did Power, he was amazing on Power.
Crackhead?
Yeah, he played like a crackhead that's like spoke Spanish. Like, he was going in and out of speaking Spanish and everything like that. Oh, wow. It was fucking incredible. So I think he'll be great in the voiceover world for anime. Now, in an anime, what would he be in? I feel like I would like to see him as a villain. I guess in the hip hop world, I throw him in Samurai Champloo as some type of villain in there. Like if he was like a dope character, samurai with like some braids or something like that, Kung Fu Candy type shit already. Mm-hmm. Have him play a character and he makes one of his little voices, his kind of animated voices.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him in something like that. I feel like it's a bunch of anime he can jump into, because I think he can play any. I think he can play different type of characters, and it won't have to necessarily be like a black character. He can be just a character like an animal or some shit like that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Rob.
I would say. Oh God, I just had somebody in my head. I would say T-Pain. I'd love to see T-Pain in some stuff. I know he's like, you know, he kind of fluctuates through genre, but even the fact that like he did Freaknik the musical and he was hilarious in that.
He's funny, man.
Yeah, he's funny and he's like very animated, and like I think that's the key to like having a like being good at voice acting is like you have to be able, like it's like being on stage, like you have to be able to project and be bigger and be able to like go big with your performance. And I think he could definitely do that. And I think he'd be funny. I'd love to see him on like, I'd love to have him like play Reagan, like on Mob Psycho or something like that, or like Reagan's rival, you know, like have another like rival.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
You know, paranormal investigator show up or somebody to or even like a One Punch Man, like something for like a One Creation.
Yeah.
Just like let him lean into the comedy and let him go big with it. I think he'd be great.
You know what? He kind of reminded when you said T-Pain. I thought of the character from My Hero, the DJ guy or whatever the guy.
No, oh,
the
voice. Yeah.
I thought of T-Pain when you said that. When
I could absolutely
he would be
see
great.
That.
He would be great for that role.
Yep.
Ice.
I think Eminem would really be dope as far as just because like he plays a lot of characters throughout his life and like music and stuff. And he goes through different voice inflections. And I think playing like a type of psychotic killer or something like that, or like a like homeboy at the I forgot his name from Tokyo Ghoul, the dude at the end playing somebody like that, or some type of killer where it's like maybe like a split personality type of character where it's like you don't actually see his face, he's like wearing some type of mask and it's just like he talks like this and he talks like this and he do like this,
yeah,
and
then he's got levels for sure.
And I think that's like I think another part of voice acting is levels, and I can see him playing like a psychotic character that you don't know which version of him you're going
to
get.
Yeah, I want this to happen and us not know that they're playing the character. Like, it's just like, yo, these characters, these people that we picked, was like, yo, they did this. You're like, that was them?
Yeah.
Oh, like, it's like, to me, Bradley Cooper, when I found out he was
Rocket,
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It, like, does not sound like him.
I just watched a video of him on TikTok recently of him, like, doing the work. And he's, like, he's in the booth, like, doing... Watch out, guys! Like he's doing, like having like a fake gun in there and everything like that. It's, I was just like, "This is amazing."
Yeah.
Next question: who would win in a fight, man? One of the macho aliens or one of the parasites from Parasite the Maxim? Rob,
I think it's a parasite, like hands down. Oh. I don't think these macho aliens stand a fucking chance against these things. I just kind of want to see where you guys came from on this, just because like these macho aliens were going down like. Just from nothing. Like,
nothing.
These parasites would, if it was an all-out alien war, like, okay, they landed on one side of the planet, machos landed on the other side, and it's just like they meet in the middle, and it's just like, oh, shit, it's on. I feel like the parasites are wiping the floor with these machos.
Yeah.
Even though they got a similar power set.
Yeah, I think that just the pure intelligence of the parasites, you know, the level of intelligence, somehow, some way, I think they would figure out, oh, yeah, I don't like the code.
Yeah.
And that would be it. Yeah. That'd be it, because they're so smart. Like, you think of
Sinji's,
whatever dude's the main character, his parasite.
Sinichi,
yeah, I knew that. Yeah. Smart as fuck, and was reading books. Like, there'd probably be somebody in the battlefield fighting, then there'd be some other ones reading books or reading up on them. Be like, y'all don't like the code, and it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a landslide.
Not really much more to add. Slaughter. Parasite and Maxim. They're going to slaughter these guys. It's not going to even be... won't even be a fight. Like you said, they're trying to gain intelligence. They'll set up different type of armies, different type of levels.
Yeah.
You guys are these people, the soldiers. You guys do this over here, this over here. It's just like, yeah, I think they'll take levels too, and it'll be a wrap.
It'll be quick.
Too.
Yeah. Do we, and Parasite just as an anime, that was like a mid anime for
it was
us,
okay.
Right?
It was okay, yeah.
It had its moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody was asking me and they watched a whole bunch of shit and they haven't seen that yet, I'd be like, yeah, watch Parasite.
Yeah.
It'd be a solid time. All right. So next question. Do you want to see more from any of these companies, animation wise? After watching this animation wise and seeing, I guess now seeing what
four degrees Celsius.
Yeah, 4 degrees Celsius. Yeah, I mean they've done some pretty good work. I would like to see some more. I mean, if they're doing stuff like Flashpoint, that to me, and they did a lot of Batman and DC stuff. I would like to see more work from them. Yeah. But if I was just watching this and didn't know they did that, I don't know if I would.
I liked the animation.
It was cool.
You want
to
go ahead?
Yeah, I liked it. I would want to see something from them, long as they didn't have anything to do with the writing. If they had something to do with the writing, then I don't want to see it. But if they were strictly animation and that's it, then I'm cool. I mean, are they the Demon Slayer people? Fatable? Whatever.
UFO table?
Yeah.
UFO table?
Yeah. Yeah. Them or Mappa, who's killing themselves right now. No, they're not them, but I think that that kind of goes into my next question, but I feel like that was the only really good point of this was the character design, and not the character design, the animation. The animation was really good.
Rob.
I agree that the high point of this movie was the animation. I thought it looked great. And yeah. I didn't talk about this on your last question. I didn't mind the character design of Lena. Like, it was very simplistic, but I thought it, like, kind of lent itself to, like, his expressions and being able to just be very malleable and also just making him look different from people. But it was very simple, for sure.
Yeah.
But I thought the art style, like, even just, like, the way the violence happened or even just how they kind of switched up styles, the flow of the action, I thought it was well drawn. Like,
yeah,
I thought the animation was well done. So
everybody looked different.
Yeah,
I give them that. Yeah,
if I found like, yeah, if they were doing another type of movie or whatever, like something else, I'd be like, yeah, I'll check that out. Like, they did a great job with the art here. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
They built the world and it felt believable.
Yeah,
yeah,
to a certain extent. All
right.
Yeah,
yeah, to a certain extent.
So go to the next question, the Isis question. Can dope animation save a bad story?
Not at all. I think it can only way that it can save it is if it's like this is a live action movie, so it's not the same, but like a Raid. Whereas the Raid is like,
we did
very, very, very simplistic story. Not bad, just very simplistic, and we getting busy. So it's like, yeah, you can have a bad story if the fight scenes are dope. Or the stuff around it is dope and the animation is dope. It's like, hey, these guys are in a tournament and they're supposed to be in a tournament fighting. And I think, but like, how did these people get here? Oh, I don't know. What are they fighting for? I don't know. Well, damn, this story is trash, but damn, that fight scene, I'm gonna go to YouTube and watch that because this fight scene is fucking dope. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, it has to be nonstop action in like 1 minute of story for it to save it. But if it's like the story is just throughout the entire thing, I don't give a fuck how great it looks. If it's bad, it's bad. Yeah. So I guess my answer is no.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be tough. If this is a short, then I could probably do it. Mm-hmm. But you're giving me an hour and a half. This is like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Legit. It was.
An hour and 30-something. I'm just like, bro, this is rough.
And that was our biggest gripe, and especially Rob, with God of High School, was like, not that the animation was over the top, but it was decent. And then they just threw all the previous 8 to 10 episodes out the window for the last two, and it's like, bro, what are we doing?
They bought out of high school because it was like, I feel like it started off kind of hot to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is, I'm fucking with it.
Yeah.
Like I said, to me, in a short form, you can give me dope animation and I can look past and I might even be like, oh, this is pretty dope. If the story was like, because the animation gave me like a 7 minute, you know, or 10 minute type of thing. But yeah, an hour and a half, bro. Yeah, I need, I know I'm an action guy, but I'm gonna need story. I'm gonna need something. Rob.
He has progressed.
That's how I always felt. But, yeah, Rob.
No, I mean, I'm a firm believer of stories king. Like, you have to have a good story that you're telling. It doesn't have to be a complicated story. It could be a simple story and still be a good story. Like, even Mad Max Fury Road, a simple story. They're going one way and they're coming another way. And, like, there's plenty of great action and, like, shit to boot in there. But
Kill Bill.
Yeah, it's just very simple. Revenge. Mm-hmm. My issue with this is I felt like they tried to do way too much in this 90 minutes.
So much.
Yeah.
And didn't execute anything the right way.
So I would say that it can help. It can certainly be like, all right, like it's going to get – it's the animation's gonna get it some extra points in my total like evaluation.
Yeah.
But no, it can't save a project if it's just like if your story's trash. Like that's why I'm here is mm-hmm. to be told a story.
Right.
Like granted, you can. I mean, even with like Yusuke, like Yasuke the show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I thought the animation on that wasn't bad, but right. the story wasn't good.
Or it was barely had to do with him.
Or Blades of the Immortal was another one where like the animation was good, but we weren't feeling the story. So it cannot be the only thing you hang your hat on at the end of the day. I understand it's animation, like it's part of the medium, but you have to have a good story. I've watched plenty of shit that doesn't have great animation just because I love the story so much.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, so you can power through bad animation and good story, but not bad good animation, bad story.
Yeah, we watch older animes and like this is still good because the story's good.
What's an example of that? Bad animation or great story?
I wouldn't
story.
Say like bad animation, but like even when we watched Yu Yu Hakusho,
mm-hmm.
like we were just like, okay, they put this fight in the dark because they were trying to save on the budget of the animation.
yeah.
You know what I mean? But we were still into the story and what was happening.
Yeah.
It can be old and stuff like that and just not, and still we look past it because the story's well told.
That's why people go back and play PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 1 games.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or even like looking at Akira, the animation is top tier.
Yep. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they have only half a story because they only adapted half the manga. And so it's kind of trash.
You were going to say something, Cam? I saw you kind of about
to say. No, I agree with Rob. Animation, if you have something that's great with no, I mean, typically when something looks really good, it's like they make a video game or something like that. Or like, use it as you said, a short. Like, I would see a short that looks like this and maybe has no story because it's shorter. You're going to make a movie and the people are going to be told something, as Rob said.
I've watched bullshit Flash animations online because they had a good story and dragged me in.
That's very true.
When it's just like they didn't really do much.
Is there a breaking point? Because Invisible Work from our Patreon, he asked a question. He said, how bad would the art need to be to kill a great story? Is there a level?
The level would be if it starts to inhibit you from enjoying the story. So like they say, a lot of times they say like bad sound will ruin anything.
Yeah.
If you can't understand it or you can't visually get what's going on, then of course it's going to infect the story. The story could be great, but if you can't interpret the story or it can't be conveyed properly, then it's not going to
sounds
pass.
Like sound is king.
Yeah, sound is king. Especially me doing a lot of movie stuff. I mean, making my own shit is like,
there's
put
no
your money
inside. Sound.
You gotta do sound. Sound is like, that's one of my biggest takeaways. Is sound is king. Like
I wanted to fight the sound guy that did Janelle's project because he was just like, well, everything's good. Every take.
Mm.
And I wish Janelle probably would have listened back more. But dog, when she got the sound back,
sound will ruin the best of content.
Yeah, she had to literally go do like her version of ADR. Like and bring buy a microphone, go over to people and have them kind of redo some stuff.
And they have to lip sync it up.
I've done that before. It's not fun.
And it's
and
of course a lot of the times the actors are not giving the same energy.
Of course.
It's like you're in a totally
and it's live action.
That's hard work.
Yeah, and so she found somebody and you hear it, especially if you're listening, if you're probably watching it on your phone, you're gonna get through it without probably noticing.
If
you
got good speakers, good headphones, you'll probably notice.
But when we go screen it or whatever, and I'm just watching it on a screener. And I'm just like, the fucking sound guy, I just want to beat his ass.
You gotta see me.
Because she paid you, like, I think he asked for it. She gave him the price. She's like, she paid like $1,400, whatever it was.
What?
Whatever it was, she paid him a good price.
Over how long? How many days?
It was a good amount. It was probably like, I forgot how many days it was. Probably like 5-6 days. It was
You gotta see me.
Yeah, he owes a fade. So last question.
Keenan said, let me get on from that, because...
Yeah, I was thinking about
that. Let me get on from that, dog.
They heavily implied that this movie could have a sequel, or the story could keep going. What would you want to see out of the sequel that would keep you interested in this story, Rob?
I gotta be honest, they'd have to do a lot. Because... Well, I can get more into my into this in the final, but, like, as much as I'm like, he didn't have the worst character design, like, Lino's not doing it for me as a main character.
Yeah.
For me to be like, oh, I'd be interested in hearing more about the story, I'd actually want to hear more about Vince. The whole time I'm just like, what's up with this dude?
Yeah.
They're like, where is he from? Like, I get, okay, you know, Lino's an alien hybrid or whatever, that's why he looks different. Why do you have a dude with a flaming skull chilling in your apartment? Like, where does he come from? Mm-hmm. I'd want to find out, like, is he, like, got part demon? Like, is he the Ghost Rider or something like that? Like,
right.
Where does he come from and what's his deal? Like, I would have to get into that because I think they got all the juice that they could get out of this alien storyline. And at the end of the day, like, it just, I wasn't as interested because it feels kind of just like a little on the nose. And I just wasn't compelled by Lena's story at the end of the day for reasons I can get into in my review. But they would, I don't really care about Mr. K bringing in more UFOs. I'd want to see them kind of pivot to another character because I didn't like dislike the world. I thought the world was kind of well built and interesting to be in, but I just didn't really care for the perspective that they went with here.
Yeah.
I have no desire.
And I'm not going to argue with you on that.
Yeah. I'm kind of in the same boat as Ice. I think they had something and they just didn't execute it well. Mm-hmm. It's like they had, like you said, the animation is not necessarily bad. I think the characters' designs for me weren't bad either. They're kind of some of the character designs are actually pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty hard. Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, it's like, yeah, I had something. It's like, yo, we had something great here. It's just like, all right, let's write a bad story to this. Mm. And yeah, it's just I guess we can go into our likes and dislikes and our ranking.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, shit was way too long. The one I'd say the best thing I liked about this was kind of like the voice acting. I liked the voice acting. It had some, like I said, some top tier players in here. Animation was cool. Story was below average. I remember seeing this on Netflix and I was hyped. I saw the little trailer piece and the visual. I was like, this shit about to be hard as fuck. And then I watched it. So I love the people involved.
Yeah,
I love the people involved, and just like they just, it's just like they, like just like Yusuke. It's like they just dropped the ball, man. And it's just like
you got Flying Lotus, Thundercat, Lakeith Stanfield, and Great Animation. Whoever,
it was just like it's just like oh man, I was like, I don't know. Anyways, so my score overall, I'm gonna give it a 4100 score overall. Rob,
yeah. I mean, we were saying this before. Like the animation, I think was the best part. I agree. The voice cast definitely was good. I liked about half of this movie, up until the point where they escaped out of Palm Hills. Like I'm like, okay, I'm actually having a good time here. I kind of was into what they were building. Then it feels like the back half of the movie, they just didn't know what they were doing. I just felt like they didn't really have any direction. And Lena was pretty uncompelling as a main character, especially considering he's just like at the beginning of the movie, he's like, I want to be somebody. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end, he has this opportunity multiple times to save the world, become something bigger than himself by embracing his whole identity. And I don't know if they were just banking on like, oh, they're about to green light like three more of these and we're going to have time to like really tell the story. But like his rejection of like he's got like Vince is just like begging him like, do something.
Yep.
You have this other power. Use it. Yep. His dad is telling him to use it. And for reasons I don't understand at all, he's just like, no. And so that kind of ruined him for me as a main character, because like what you want is right there and you won't take it.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not like a selling my soul situation.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they tried to like build this romance with like him and Luna, but I didn't understand her conflict where she's just like, Dad, you told me you can't live outside of this lab. She's on the street.
Right.
Days at a time. Doing what? Like the logic didn't add up. Like I feel like they had half a movie and then they were like, all right, like maybe we just don't have the time to do all this. Like I was even interested in the luchadors when they were like, are the guardians.
I thought they were about to turn up.
Yeah, they had one
I'll watch
scene.
A movie off of them alone.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I'd see that would be cool.
I'll tune into that.
This was tough for me. I give it a 5,000. And I feel like that's pretty generous. And a lot of the reason that I give it a 5,000 is because of I thought the animation was really well done and I really enjoyed it. But I to be honest, it's a 4,500 with a grace additional 500 because of the animation. And I'm going to give him a half score because it was a half a movie.
I feel like my score was lower, but you gave more shots.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
Ice.
I just want to say, first and foremost, I told y'all this movie was trash.
You did. You did.
I just want
to. To be fair, and just the behind the scenes look, we had a whole different movie picks, and it turned out to get that, we would each have to pay like $6 on Amazon. I was like, well, this movie's free on Netflix.
Yeah. that was pretty much what it was. It was like, I just do this,
all right,
fuck it.
Oh, man. Y'all should have saw the look on my face when I was reading the text messages. I'm like, oh, God, this is. But I was like, hey, you know, because I watched it in 2018. I remember it being very bad. I remember not finishing it because it was so bad. But I will talk about the part that turned me off was when they got to Palm City and it was just like the most ghetto black people. How they depicted black people was very, very like unnecessary. Yeah. And I feel like it didn't do any justice to the story. And so they had the girl, just a random black woman, naked with tattoos all over. Didn't have any speaking lines.
No.
Didn't play any role in the story. You just like, where is this? Because this is not, because I know it's kind of like mirroring L.A. This is not Compton. This is not Watts.
Yeah.
This is not Inglewood. This is not Leimert Park. Like, where are we?
Where is
this going? Like, so when I saw that, in 2018, I was like, I'm kind of good on this. Like, my hope, my perception for the rest of the movie was like, fuck this movie. But I got to a certain point, and I was just like, all right, I'm good. Like, and I shut it off. But I'm like, let me go back and watch it, because I want to make sure I have a full, you know, scope of what the movie is.
Yeah.
And just for, you know, for here. So it's like, oh, I was right. And it was so many competing ideas. The animation, it was wasted animation. It's wasted animation. It's kind of like your homie does something really dope. It's like Kenan like does art. And it's just like, yo, Kenan, let's make a comic book. And he's just like, all right, like, what's the story going to be? And I'm like, I don't know. We just going to make it as we go along. And it's like, that's what it is. They saw 4 Degrees and another animation studio. They was like, we got this thing. Let's do it. And they just did it in this kind of writing. Like, let's throw global warming in there. Let's throw the issues with capitalism and classism in there. Yeah. Let's throw this love story in here. Hey, you who's your favorite wrestler? Rey Mysterio? Okay, fuck it. Yeah, let's throw some let's throw some luchadors in there, too. And make them guardians. You want them to have some powers? Let's throw a random backstory about them, and they're going to have one scene. You want some scientists with a fucking rocket? Let's do that shit. What, you like, who you like? You like fucking Ghost Rider?
Those scientists came out of nowhere.
Nowhere! Yeah. And it's a whole lab of them. And only one of them was like, and then you want me to feel for this scientist that's like, hey guys, come with me, and nobody came with him? And you want me to be like, damn, y'all whack. Like, what, like, I was so, and I will say this, Willie is trash. Willie is probably one of the worst friends I've ever seen. And I think that's something that they executed well. If they wanted to execute a trash friend, these dudes are come back, put themselves in grave danger to save you.
Yeah, I don't get.
And
they
you
like this
piece
guy.
The fuck out on them. That's trash. You're garbage. And that pissed me off too, because it's like none of this makes sense. And to your point, you had the green light. It'd be different if it's like a Ninetale Fox type of thing, where it's like, if I go on 10 and I don't have this untapped power, everybody can die. I can kill Vins and everything like that. Then it's like, okay, cool. But it's like, no. You've shown that you have some type of control of this power.
They used it to break out.
Exactly. So you can use it in this fight, and you rejecting it for what? That serves no purpose for him just to get shot? By who? Like, and very seldom do you get shot in the fucking face with a Desert Eagle or a revolver, whatever he had, and live to tell the story, and let alone be back the same day.
Yeah.
Or it's the same within the week. RZA's character was back within the week with just an eye missing. Get the fuck out of here. And then he shoots him at point blank range and only takes his eye out.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, we gotta get ready to go soon. So
you said what?
We gotta get ready to go soon.
Yeah, that's all I said. That's it. Score. I give it a 2000. I hated it.
God damn. What did we give? What did you give Gangsta?
Probably somewhere around
in the
there.
Single digits.
Same there. Yeah.
This is one of those where like I'm not gonna.
I would
anybody.
Never recommend this.
Yeah.
I feel like 5,000, 4,000 is bad, but To Keenan's point, if you've seen everything, watch this. But this is not that.
No, I agree.
I don't give a fuck what you've seen. Go rewatch something else. Go watch Akira again. At least you'll get some inspiration.
Well, those are our scores for Motherfuckers. you guys want to drop your names and stuff like that. And
Ice McGowan on everything. Subscribe to me on YouTube. We going crazy over there. Shout out to the guy to the left of me. Got his hat on right now. Kenan Baker. Please shop with the man to get your hat needs.
Yeah, hit me up this week now coming up. I should have the black ones coming down. Some people DM me. So DM me now again. DM me again to remind me because I got some black truckers in. And, you know, yeah. For me, shout out to Patrick Cloud, man. This is Patrick Cloud's shirt that I actually have on right now. A little cloudy.
Yeah.
A little cloudy guy
I
right
got
there.
That shirt. That's a good shirt.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Patrick Cloud. Yeah, hit me in my DM for stuff. Kenan Baker and everything. K-E-N-A-N Baker on everything. Rob.
I'm going to shout out another podcast. Heard the Nerds, H-E-A-R-D, the Nerds on all podcasts. I'm shouting it out because it's run by my buddy Keith. Cam and I actually recorded an episode with him last week all about, like, Star Wars, basically prepping up for Kenobi, which is coming out in a couple weeks. We're going to be doing reaction episodes to Kenobi. The episodes drop on Friday. Our goal is to have the episodes out by Saturday. It's just a bunch of people like nerding out about Star Wars. If you're into it, check us out. We're recording them here in the Kev on Stage Studios podcast, same place. So heard the Nerds. Give us a listen.
They're giving Obi-Wan his own show?
Oh, yeah. Kenobi, you haven't seen the trailers?
No.
Oh, I'm going to show you that as soon as we wrap up.
And that's on Disney Plus?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Coming out in like 2 weeks.
Shit.
Yep. Yes, sir. So that's what I'm shouting out this week.
I guess this is pre-Darth Maul.
No, it's in between 3 and 4. Okay. I'll show you. The Dark Times. Mm.
All right, thank you, Rob. And you know what we're going to be doing next week, continuing on Cam, Stickman Studios. Stickman Studios. And we're going to, you know, I know it's kind of a little kind of far away, but Anime Expo, man, we will be there Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll be on that Saturday of that Anime Expo weekend. I think that's July 2nd, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yep. So make sure y'all
first, second, third,
tune
fourth.
In, get your tickets. If you want to meet us, talk to us, whatever, we'll be there hanging out, walking around, promoting the podcast, doing what we do, talking shit, starting fights probably. I don't know.
they probably got Rob and I will not be around. No, I'm just starting fights.
Probably getting me out of them.
But you know, we're going to be doing Ranking of the Kings next week, episodes 9 through 12. Join us, episodes 9 through 12, Ranking of the Kings.
Yes.
So, yeah, man, thank you for tuning in to another episode. Oh, yeah, ho-ass Brennan. Brennan is awesome.
Brennan at Brennan is a bitch.
At Brennan is a ho-ass bitch.
Brennan produces.
At Brennan's a sucker. At Brennan's a bitch and always taking people's stuff.
We're just, I'm watching the door, just like he's about to bust
it. At Brennan's a ho-ass bitch. All right, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out. I was hoping he didn't try to run in here.
And so anime was solved forever.